So in allowing the form that this moment takes, internally embracing it, saying, I might as well say yes, because it is life. Because it is the only moment there ever is, the now. I might as well embrace it and say, yes, that's how it is. This does not diminish your ability to change if anything needs changing. Action arises out of the alignment with what is. So you can be aligned with getting something that is not good. You can have food that's gone cold or something, and then you bring it back to the kitchen and you say, this food is cold, would you please heat it up again if it's possible? Nothing wrong with that. But it's the action comes out of alignment. The same action could arise out of an inner resistance to what is, and then this immediately self comes in, a complaining self, a self that enhances itself through its complaints, and then walks with the same action, but with a fundamentally different energy field. You then walk with that plate to the kitchen and say, what is this? Don't you know? Don't you heat your food here? What you should be, this you should be serving hot. Your action is to enhance yourself through it, to make the self right, to strengthen the fiction of me. And then you do that to another human, and that other human is going to defend itself and try to react in order to resist the diminishment of their sense of self, because that's what the ego tends to do. It says, you are wrong. It tries to diminish the fiction of that other person, and then the other will defend itself and come up with even bigger cannons and start shouting back at you in order to defend its diminishment of, again, the diminishment of the fiction. What a world. So you could live, when you live in alignment with what is, intelligence arises in your life that is far greater than the accumulated knowledge of the mind or the ability of the mind to analyze or solve IQ problems or crossword puzzles. That's a tiny form of intelligence. Nothing wrong with it, but it's tiny. But that's what this world calls intelligence. You can memorize and analyze and be quick in giving answers, manipulate thoughts, and keep as many thoughts as possible in your head. And yet there's a far deeper intelligence that our civilization knows nothing of. And it's that out of which all true creation comes, true creativity comes. And so that is accessed when you bring a yes, no more than that, a yes to the present moment. That, by the way, includes the past, because there are some people who carry a strong grievance or resentment connected with something that happened in the past. Somebody did it to you, or a situation happened in the past, and there's still a strong grievance that they carry. And how does that work when I say accepting the present moment, the way it is now, includes accepting the past, because